Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of the Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled Openings and Limitations. And here's a quote. Any framework, method, or label you impose on yourself is just as likely to be a limitation as an opening. End quote. And that is Rick Rubin from The Creative Act, which is just a fantastic book. And we actually just released a new book 411 on this one in the Breath Learning Center. So go check that out. But in any case, this is just such an excellent idea to contemplate. Are you using any methods, whether it's breathing or anywhere, right, in your life, where it actually might be serving as a limitation, right? Or conversely, are there any areas of your life where adopting a new method, actually taking on a method, might serve as an opening, as a gateway, right? So just something to think about, and remember that any framework, method, or label you impose on yourself is just as likely to be a limitation as an opening. I love that. Such a good one to flip and look at in so many different ways. All right, I'll quit rambling on and let's move on to thought number two. It is titled Weathering Life's Storms Gracefully. And here is a quote. We can learn to say to life, it doesn't matter what you bring today. If you bring something pleasant, I will flourish. If you bring something unpleasant, I will still flourish. We can face whatever comes to us calmly and courageously, knowing we have the flexibility to weather any storm gracefully. This is living in freedom, the ultimate goal of training the mind. End quote, and that is Eknath Iswaran from Conquest of Mind, another amazing book of his. I'm going through all of them probably because he's probably my new favorite author at the moment. But in any case, I could say, you know, the ultimate goal of training the mind, right, is this living in freedom. But I'd also say it's the ultimate goal of training the breath, right? By using our breath to increase the adaptability of our nervous system and mind, which we know that's what we're doing, right? We are learning to weather all of life's storms more gracefully. So that is a little inspiration for you to practice your breathing, to improve your adaptability, to improve your ability to weather all of life's storms. And with that, we will move on to thought number three. And this one actually, coincidentally, not on purpose, ends up being a perfect follow-up to that one. And this one is titled, How Slow Conscious Breathing Heals. Here's a quote. What conscious breathing can do is help shift our nervous system into what is called the healing response. Conscious breathing can enhance levels of sensitivity in our nervous system to handle and manage stress and to support restoration of balance. Conscious breathing can create enduring states of focus, presence, and mindful observation so that life's challenging situations do not completely hijack us, allowing a greater degree of control. While we cannot control life, we can learn to shape our response to it. Conscious breathing is a valuable tool to help support that. End quote. That was a longer one. That was Eddie Stern from Healing Through Breathing, another incredibly good book on breathing and really slow conscious breathing in general. And I would say that passage basically sums it up, right? It gives us every different way in which slow conscious breathing can help with healing. And as I mentioned, that goes perfectly with thought number two. So it can help, enhance levels of sensitivity of our nervous system to handle stress, to restore balance, to create focus, presence, mindful observation. And ultimately, right, what it really does is it helps us learn to shape our response to life so that we can be adaptable, right? So that we can weather any storm gracefully. All right. And with that, I will move on to the fourth and final thought. And unfortunately, as part of the audio, this one isn't as good. But as you know, I like to say laughter is the most therapeutic breathing exercise. So if you go back to the blog post or the show notes or wherever you're listening to this from, you can click the link to scroll through. I think there's 7 or 8 breathing memes I recently made that have gotten a lot of a good feedback. So it made me laugh a lot. So I hope you'll check those out to get your daily dose of laughter healing. All right. And with that, I will move on to the one quote for this one. Here it is, quote, "Laughter without love is cold and cruel. Laughter with love is joy and happiness. Labor without love is drudgery. Labor with love is bliss. Listening without love is empty sound. With love, it's understanding." End quote. And that's Gladys McGarry, MD, who is 103 years old and wrote probably my favorite book ever, The Well-Lived Life. That was from an interview with her. Amazing. All right, let's move on to the one answer, the last part of the newsletter here. The category this week is spontaneous breath exercise. And the answer is, although adults, babies, and animals do this spontaneously, we still don't know precisely why we all do it. What is yawn? All right, that is it for this week. Remember that any method you adopt is just as likely to be a limitation as an opening. Remember that breath control can help us to basically be able to weather life storms better by making us more adaptable, by making our nervous systems and minds more flexible, which goes perfectly into how slow conscious breathing heals, as Eddie Stern told us, right? Basically, that exact same thing, giving us a sense of control, managing our stress, increasing the sensitivity of our nervous system. And remember to go get a good laugh at those breath beams in the show notes or in the blog post. And if you haven't yet, go check out the Breath Learning Center. It's to go along with the mind training and all this stuff. It is breathing exercises to train your mind, right? But then wisdom meditations to change your mind. So if there's anything I've learned over all these years of studying and practice, is that breathing, right, is the best tool on the entire planet for everything, right? You learn how to, you know, tune into your nervous system, tune into your thoughts to actually change your physiology, but it doesn't help you think differently. And that's why there's wisdom meditations as well, to help us think better, not to in a spiritual only or anything like that, right? Just to be better people in general. And so there's breathing exercises that you can use. There's a bunch of inspiration for that and some simple practices you can adopt, plus the wisdom meditations to help us change our mind for a more positive outlook, to just be better people, to have cool tools, cool things to draw upon. In any case, that is the theory behind the Learning Center. And so I hope you'll check it out. It's $20 a month, but there's also a pay what you can option, because this is ultimately just, again, about helping us be better people, right? And I want everyone to be able to do that. And so it only takes about 30 seconds a day, plus whatever other time you want to contribute. But it's up to you in that regard. But I hope you'll check it out, because it can really be life-changing. All right. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I'll see you next week.